A mother convicted of murder seeks resentencing under the Oklahoma Survivors Act. Details on a lawsuit challenging a state law banning lessons on race and gender, and new research on the health of Oklahoma's mothers. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, November 20th. I'm Deborah Shar. A Norman mother serving a life sentence for murder is the latest woman asking a judge for a new sentence under the Survivors Act. As Sierra Pfeiffer reports, the law is designed to take domestic abuse into account.
Attorneys with the Oklahoma Appleseed Center filed Kia Brianna Boyd's application last week in Cleveland County. Boyd was convicted of second-degree murder in 2022 for killing her partner. Her attorney says Boyd experienced years of abuse at his hands.
In 2022, when she was tried, we didn't have the Survivors Act. And if we had, I assume her attorney at that time would have done a hearing on it, and she would have gotten even less than what she has now. And so because the law has changed, we have to take that into account.
Oklahoma Appleseed argues the Survivors Act was designed for cases like Boyd's. But the Cleveland County District Attorney's Office says there isn't a documented history of violence and plans to oppose giving her a lighter sentence. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Only one woman has been released under the act since it became law last year. Five others have been denied. An Oklahoma-based education censorship lawsuit, currently on appeal in the 10th Circuit, has potential for national implications. KGOU's Hannah France has an update on the case.
Attorneys from multiple law organizations, including the ACLU, the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund, and Oklahoma Appleseed, met to discuss the current status of Black Emergency Response Team, or BERT, versus O'Connor. The case challenges Oklahoma's House Bill 1775, which passed in 2021 and prohibits teaching certain concepts related to race and gender. Sam Boyd, a senior supervising attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center, says the outcome of this case is critically important for students across the country, not just in Oklahoma.
These laws create a climate of fear that goes far beyond even the sort of egregious censorship that the laws themselves require. The overwhelming majority of the impacts of these laws will never be reported, but will quietly, profoundly shape children's education in ways that we'll be dealing with for decades to come.
A partial preliminary injunction was granted in 2024, stopping the law from being enforced in college classrooms. Litigators for the case filed a brief on Wednesday asking for a broadened preliminary injunction that includes K-12 classrooms. I'm Hannah France.
Data shows Oklahoma mothers are experiencing fewer unexpected complications during their hospitalization for delivery. But those mothers and infants are still dying at higher rates than the national average. State Impact's Julian Taylor has more on a new report from the March of Dimes.
According to the report, Oklahoma's preterm birth rate remains at 11% of births, and more infants in the state are dying before their first birthday compared to last year's report. But the state saw improvements in its maternal mortality rate and severe maternal morbidity, which are unexpected outcomes from labor and delivery that cause significant health consequences. Oklahoma ranked 12th out of 47 states. Barbara O'Brien is the director of the Oklahoma Perinatal Quality Improvement Collaborative. She says the state has room to address things like breastfeeding and safe sleep practices to reduce infant mortality rates. But she's excited about the strides it's made.
We don't have very many health rankings that are not in the bottom 10.
She attributes some of that growth to safety protocols and patient communication efforts implemented in the state's birthing hospitals. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Shar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.